The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. It sometimes feels when we're reading the Gospel of John, especially in Jesus' farewell discourse, that there are all kinds of strands being woven together, and we have a hard time figuring out exactly what they are and what they might mean. I think some of them, I mean, we have here Jesus, his Father, the Spirit, right? We have the Trinity at play, and we have Jesus's followers, we have the world. We're perhaps seeing something of the inner life of the Trinity, and it's something that we have to see. It's, yes, great and glorious reality. It has to be seen also from the inside, and this is what Jesus is giving us a look at here. And for us, it might seem confusing, complicating. It's hard for us to kind of get a grip on what all these relationships are and what they mean. But that's, I mean, simply part of the mystery of God in himself. And what Jesus gives us here, I think, at the beginning of the passage, or at least in his response to Judas about revealing himself to his disciples and not to the world, we get a look at what we have to do in order to come to know Jesus, what we have to do in order to come to know God. And this is one of the tragedies, I think, of upwards of 200 years of theology gone awry, is the idea that we can explore the things of God from the outside. And never was this put forward to be believed. If we have any chance of understanding who God is, both the interrelations of God, Father, Son, and Spirit, but also how he chooses to relate and reveal himself to the world, we have to find ourselves inside of the Trinity. We have to find ourselves caught up in the love exchange between Father, Son, and Spirit. And how do we do that? But we see here Jesus offers, "Whoever loves me." It's a bit tough. It's a dense passage. But Jesus begins with his response to Judas saying, "Whoever loves me." What is love? Is love a movement of the intellect? Or is it a movement of the will? Right? Is love up here, or is it here? Yeah, love is a matter of the heart. Desire, will, what I want. The intellect, yeah, what I know to be true. Well, what I think is true. Sometimes what I know to be true. Jesus is saying, right, we have to want him. We have to desire him. And as an act of the will, we have to follow him. It's a movement. Don't get to sit on our couch and follow Jesus. Right? We have to desire him. We need a movement of the heart. And when we find ourselves then determined to follow Jesus, determined to have him be the Lord of our lives, now he can break open for us the answer to all of these questions that we may have. When we commit our lives to Jesus, who is our rightful Lord, he will give us the Spirit that we can discern where it is we should go, what it is we should do, where we shouldn't go, what we shouldn't do. Give us the strength, it gives us the insight to see the task at hand, and he gives us the strength to accomplish it. But only if we begin with that, the surrendering ourselves, the act of will, the giving ourselves over to Jesus and his rule, then we will be the choice means through which Jesus reveals himself to the world. That's his plan, and we are part of it. And it's ours to make ourselves, say, willing cooperators with God's grace. And today he issues the invitation to us today, just as he did to his apostles 2,000 years ago. What great promises he has for us. What great gifts he has on offer. The advocate, his Spirit, poured out freely for us, animating our lives, making us capable of love beyond our own abilities. How good is our God to us? How much he wants to reveal himself to the world through us.